Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
This is Talk to Cassius. Conversations with today's icons from business, sports, and entertainment. I'm your host, Cassius F. Butts.
We're already starting off the year, right? We got Mr. T. Dallas Smith today.
Oh, man. Glad to be here. T. And Dallas. I agree with you. Happy New Year. 2020 was plenty.
For folks who may have not known the details, Mr. Dallas Smith is the CEO of T. Dallas Smith & Company, a commercial real estate company, which is a conglomerate, a force to deal with as it relates to commercial real estate. This gentleman has really just set the bar for Brandon, really other people who are looking to be inspired about commercial real estate. Formerly worked for actually some pretty big giants himself. I'm going to let him talk about that. But we're glad to be among some royalty today.
Hey, man. I'm glad to be here with y'all. So, you know, y'all make me look good. So, glad to be here.
I don't believe that.
Cash is the fashion man. He makes it all. Hey. Everybody looks good.
You got to rock the red. You got to represent that K-A side.
Hey, but you know what? Believe it or not, I've had this sweater since I was the year I graduated from college, man. The year I graduated from college, man. I kept it.
Hey, that's a good thing. A lot of people can't wear their old clothes from college, so that's a good thing.
I bought it two sizes bigger, so when I got older, I can keep wearing it. Let's jump into it, B. You know, this is really, you know, as I mentioned, T. Dallas Smith is the company itself has done some pretty phenomenal things. But Dallas, you know, glad you're with us today. Really, just for people, Talk to Cash is something that's it's something new. It's innovative. Talk to us really about you and what you're doing with T. Dallas Smith & Company, yeah. Who you are. I know you in a lot of different realms, but talk to us about Dallas Smith.
Hey, well, first of all, I'll say thanks for being here. Like Ralph from Ben Hill used to say, I'm Atlanta born, Atlanta bred. When I die, I'll be Atlanta dead. So, you know, I'm from the A, zone one. You know, you know it's something when you represent your neighborhood by the police zone. Right? But zone one. T.I. ain't the only one from zone one. But, you know, shout out to Trouble Man.
Yeah. Yeah.
But from Atlanta, man, born and raised. Moved to College Park when I was 14.
Okay.
And didn't really know what I wanted to be when I grew up kind of thing. All I knew is I wanted to make a lot of money. So literally in 1982, I took a Forbes magazine study what the richest people in the world did. And they did one of four things primarily. Oil industry, mm-hmm. technology, real estate, and investments. Again, I wanted to stay in Atlanta. So that knocked out the oil industry. Investments really need to be New York. Left me with this thing called real estate because technology just wasn't my thing. And seeked out to figure out how to make this thing work.
Okay.
My sister was dating Michael Hightower at the time, who was the most influential person I knew, who was a city councilman at College Park, mm-hmm. the youngest city councilman in the United States at that time, if I'm not mistaken. And at 19 years old, I knew he was the guy I should just call, an influential person, ask him if he knew somebody. He knew somebody. That person introduced me to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And as they say, really the rest is history, but it was a journey. Through Bill Colmer. Colmer Properties was the one that allowed me to come shadow him, somebody at his office. And it was from that meeting, the light just came on for me. He allowed me to shadow him. And and on that day, he actually made $30,000 in a meeting.
Wow.
This is in 1982, when the median income for a family of four was $28,000. So I can do this. This is for me.
That's a good day in 2021.
That's a good day in 2021, right? So in 1982, it's really big.
It's really big.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, Wonder Woman just came out in 1984.
Yeah.
So you should be able to look at one of those cars. I think you told me one time you had a,
Oh, man, I had the Fiat X19. So, you know, it's funny that you bring that up because visualization, I can't say the word.
That's okay. I got
also
trouble
also publicly schooled. You know, in Atlanta as well. So, you know, my wife tells me that all the time. You know, you're from the A. Yes, I am. But I've done a lot with a little. but when I was at Tennessee State, my dad said, you do well, I'll get you a car.
Yeah.
So I had a Fiat X19 poster over my bunk bed in Lena B. Watson Hall at Tennessee State. Studied all the time freshman year, man. I didn't break for anything. And that next year, got my brand new, had 18 miles on it, Fiat X19, black exterior with the peanut butter interior.
Right, right, right. Okay.
That next year at school was a wrap. I mean, it was like I went from the nerdiest dude on the yard to now I'm the hottest dude on the yard with the newest car, and I made up for lost time.
So, let me see his arm cast. Sometimes people hang that arm out the window when they get the new car.
Right.
They got a little suntan on the left arm.
You know how it is, man. HBCU, new car on campus. And a buddy of mine, who's my best friend from college, Brian Page, in one semester I went from a 4.0 to a 2.8.
Wow.
And that took some work, or the lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister was working at Georgia State at the time. I called her. I said, what do you have to transfer to Georgia State? She said, a 2.5. I said, I better do it now.
Right.
I said, the rest is history. I transferred to Georgia State, man. But and all that lined up with me meeting Mr. Tiff and really getting into the business. So if that hadn't have happened, I'm not sure what I'd be doing right now.
Brandon, I got to tell you. No, Dallas, you've got to take the opportunity to talk about the story with Mr. Tiff. And he talked about transferring to Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
He actually was on trustee, if I'm not mistaken.
I was trustee on the board for 9 years, and I was the chair of the real estate committee for 8 of those 9. So a lot of the real estate that Georgia State's done over the last few years, doing Mark Becker's term, tenure, from purchasing, you know, what used to be the Braves Stadium.
Yep.
To 55 Park Place, to several. I mean, we I think we increased the portfolio by 61%.
Wow.
Over that 9-year period.
Wow.
So it was a fun time doing some exciting stuff that, you know, you never think you'd be doing while you're a student.
Right.
You know, now to be here representing. And every time I pass that stadium, you know, I smile a little bit, you know. Yeah.
Talk about the balance. You said something very important. You said you wanted to make money. And sometimes people take that and make it negative.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with making money. Where's the balance for you between wanting to make money and only wanting to make money?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think two things. One, the issue for me for money was really an issue of freedom. It would allow me to do anything I wanted to do, hang out with my friends and family. That's what money really represented to me, the freedom of choice. I saw what the lack thereof happens, you know, and it was like, the old saying, I've been broke, I've been poor, and you know, I've been poor and I've been rich, and rich is better. And I do believe that. I mean, and I had a professor at Georgia State. He said, if you want to be a plumber, hang out with plumbers.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to be rich, you need to hang out with folks who got money. But it's more than, to your point, it's more than just being rich, because I've met rich people who have been extremely careless. And then I've met people who've done just awesome things. I think Herman Russell being a perfect example. Herman changed the way business is done in Atlanta, particularly for black folks. I'm a disciple of Herman Russell. I left Cushman & Wakefield, started a brokerage division for Herman. And he, for me, was really just the blueprint of how black people can prosper in America, given the structure and the systems that we have. Again, we came to a country that we didn't create. We didn't, you know, we lost our language, our culture, everything, and the more you can assimilate, I hate to say use that word assimilate, but you know, you're gonna, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Mm-hmm. And my whole thing was, let me see what other people are doing. And I knew from making money, I could free a lot of folks. I can help build a company that can give opportunity to people who look like me,
mm-hmm.
who doesn't have to wait on a $600 stimulus check or $2,000. They got their own money, they're not worried about it. And that's what's important. And that gives you freedom and it gives you strength. Mm-hmm. So that's, for me, that's what money really represented, freedom.
And you talk about just that freedom itself, though. Yeah. I mean, you've helped to actually change really the narrative for how you know, real estate is actually looked upon as a profession.
Yeah.
Talk to us about the way that you have engaged your vision into your daily work. When you walk into the office, your team, you got a stellar team.
Yeah, no
customer
doubt.
Service number one. Talk to us about them.
I tell people all the time, I work for them. They don't work for me. I work for them. Mm-hmm. And I'm extremely excited. And what God knew that I didn't know, was how much joy I would get out of seeing my guys coming and my ladies coming to their own. And I'll have to kind of talk about kind of how that happened in the first place, because I liken it to a pastor being called to preach. This was something really God had been asking me to do for years. I kind of just didn't want to do it.
Right.
I wasn't going to be responsible for people. The real estate laws are that the broker is responsible for all the agents in your shop. If you have 1,000 agents, that one broker is responsible for all 1,000. And I just thought that was just crazy. That made no sense to me. But that's how it's set up. There's one broker in a shop that actually is the managing broker. But I met this young man who's a Morehouse graduate. He actually, at the time, he was a sophomore at Morehouse, wanted to get in the real estate business. And Brian Jordan, who used to play for the Braves, introduced him to me because I was part of a business with Brian Jordan on the development side. And Brian said, I met this young man who wants to get in the real estate business and told him he needed to talk to you. And I said, oh, I don't know why. I'm thinking to myself, I don't know why Brian's telling him to talk to me, because, you know, we're doing development. I ain't doing no broker's thing. So, I mean, that's what came to me. But Leonte Benton, that's his name. He came to the office, met with me.
Morehouse man.
Morehouse man, absolutely. Now, he did graduate, so Morehouse man.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
And I've done this, fellas, at least 50 times. This is what people would come to me all the time, because I was first Black at Cushman & Wakefield, all this. So a lot of people get in commercial real estate. I'll get that phone call. Just that's what happens. And I typically would say, oh, do you have your license? And people go, oh, no. I said, well, get your license. We'll talk. So I've said that to 50 people over the years, and nobody ever came back. They never come back. So that's how I got rid of people. So when Leonte asked me, he wanted to get into the real estate business, I said, get your license. We'll talk. I said, okay. So I'm thinking, all right, got it. That's done. Finished with him. 3 weeks later, old boy comes back with his license in hand. Mr. Smith, I got my license. Did it over Christmas holiday, over 3 weeks Thanksgiving, later. Christmas late.
Wow.
So I mean,
crash course. I just had a buddy who did one of those 8 hours a day for 3 weeks.
Yeah. And he did this online.
Goodness.
Crazy. I can't even imagine doing it. And so you're talking about for 3 weeks. So he comes back with his license, man. And literally I'm thinking to myself, he'll tell you, I actually forgot who he was. I'm like, oh damn, I remember. Oh, this is that guy. So now it's Operation Get Rid of Leonte. So for 2 weeks, I had him doing the most ridiculous things, washing my car, walking my dog, getting my lunch, all kinds of stuff. For 2 weeks, talked about one real estate thing. That was probably, you know, day 12. And I called him in, because in my head, this is how I was going to get rid of him this particular day. He wasn't going to be able to answer this question. Mm-hmm. I was like, man, you fired. Get up out of here. Go. This was going to be it. So I said, Leonte. He said, yes, sir. Everything was yes, sir, yes, sir. Yeah. I said, how many square feet an acre? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I said, I looked at my watch. I said, you come back, tell me how many square feet an acre.
Right.
And he was going to, in my head, I envisioned he was going to come back, give me the wrong number. And I was going, man, you get the hell out of here. That's what I was prepared to do. He came back, Mr. Smith, it's 43,560 square feet. I was like, yeah, go get me some coffee. Now I'm trying to figure out, damn, how am I going to get rid of this dude?
Right.
But at the same time, UPS had just delivered a case of water to the office. Mm-hmm. I said, Leonte, can you put the water up? He said, yes, sir. So he's on his hands and knees putting this water up. It's like I have this epiphany. And God says, Dallas, that was you when you tried to get in the real estate business. But there was nobody who looked like you who could help you. Mm-hmm. You can help this kid unlike anybody else was ever able to help you. Yeah. And it was literally at that moment, at that time, when I realized what God called me to do.
And to that point, how did you succeed, and how would you encourage people to succeed if they don't have a mentor? There's no way when you got into commercial real estate at Cushman & Wakefield, everybody was trying to help you out. So how do you succeed when you're not getting help from anyone?
So I'll give you, we hadn't talked about Mr. Tiff, but Mr. Tiff was the guy who brought me to the real estate business in 1982. Tiff, as in Tiff County, Tifton, Georgia, Tiff University.
Wow. Okay.
Their family owned the majority of the land where the airport sits now. It's 3,000 plus acres at the airport sits, Hartsfield Center. But they still had another 80 acres left over, even after all the stuff that was happening. And he was looking for somebody to come and help him build his real estate and really lease his stuff. So I really started on the landlord side. Now, the interesting thing about Mr. Tiff is he did not know I was black. And it's because my birth name is Tinalo.
Now, who calls you that? Who could call you by your government name?
Mama, when you got in trouble. And if she called you by the full name, you know, zone one, bro. I went from Tinalo to T to Ty. You know, it was like, you know, too many syllables, bro. It was like T, Ty, you know. So I knew Tinalo Smith on a piece of paper in 1982 was not going to get into commercial real estate. I knew I needed another name. So when I studied that Richest 400 People in Forbes magazine, one of the names I came across was T. Boone Pickens. Mm. And that T. Boone Pickens for me just sounded like old, wealthy, you know.
Money.
Sounded like money, right?
Yeah.
So I said, I got the T, I got the Smith, I need something in the middle. Well, the TV show Dallas was the hottest show in the 80s. So I literally just played around with a lot of different scenarios. It was either going to be Hollywood or Dallas. So I'm glad I went with Dallas. This, again, the mind of a 19-year-old, right? T, Hollywood, Smith. They should have been playing ball or something. But I settled on T. Dallas Smith and had my resume look just like the Wall Street Journal, the caps of the Wall Street Journal. You can do all this now on a computer. You can do this then.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it to a print shop, had them print it up on a paper that was like the Wall Street Journal. Had my friend send that over. Now, you got to remember, this is 1982. You can do as easy a task to do now. You can't do as hard to do. And my buddy, Tom Thompson, who's a white guy, gave the resume to Mr. Tiff. In fact, that's how I met Mr. Tiff. Tom introduced me to him.
Okay.
He met Tom, was impressed with Tom. He said, I'm looking for somebody just like you. And Tom, my buddy, says, well, I got somebody. He said, oh, yeah, you should have him give him a call. And that was me. Mm-hmm. Tom never told him I was black. He said, Dallas, I knew I was dealing with somebody from South Georgia. He said, I ain't want to ruin it for you. So I just said, yeah, I got a friend. So he put the resume together. Mr. Tiff told me, he said, I really like your resume. Tell them to call me. So now I got to have the phone test, you know. we all understand.
Brandon, you'll love this part.
The phone.
So, this is hilarious.
You know, you got to have the phone test, right? So you got to get past, you know, I can't sound like a brother on the phone. So I got to.
Oh, boy.
I had to have that, you know. So 1982, I got 24 hours before I got to have this call. So in my head, I'm studying the whitest white man in America, who at that time was Johnny Carson. So I can't do Johnny now, but at 19 when I called Mr. Tiff, Johnny Carson was on the other end. And it was yours truly. So, you know, got through the call. Mr. Tiff says, hey, well, Dallas, I love what I'm hearing. Let's meet tomorrow. I said, okay. I'm like, oh, you know. Here we go. here we go. So the next day I come up. And you know, blue suit, white shirt, you know. And I come in, secretary's in the front. She said, can I help you? I said, yes, I'm here to see Mr. Tiff. And she said, and you are? I said, I'm Dallas Smith. And she literally went back, and the chair went back, and she hit the wall, and it kept her up. The wall kept her up. She got up, and she said, excuse me, walked back, closed the door, came back out. She said, Mr. Tiff, we'll see you now. I said, okay. So obviously I knew I was not a body language expert, but I knew that meant she was surprised. And so I go back and meet Mr. Tiff. And Mr. Tiff is Rhett Butler from Gone with the Wind, smooth, looked like money. I mean, and what's funny, he was around my age now, which I thought he was a very old man, which really I realized now 58 was just a very young man. I didn't realize how young the man was. But I come in, he greeted me, you know, Dallas, hey, Mr. Tiff, very nice to meet you. As we were sitting down, he had a picture of Ronald Reagan on his desk, and it was signed to my dear friend Tommy from Runny. I said, oh, you're a Reagan fan? He said, yes, I am. I said, so am I. So We end up talking about Reagan for an hour. He played tennis, had the exact same tennis racket, which ironically, this is just funny to me. It might be funny to anybody else. But it was Pro Kinect's first graphite racket, and it was called the Black Ace. He had the Black Ace. I had the Black Ace. It was $300 back in the 80s. So it was,
people were using wooden rackets.
Oh, yeah. In the 80s. Oh, I started. I was wooden.
Okay, yeah.
then I went to metal and then got the graphite. Right? I played a lot of tennis. It was fun. So we ended up talking for 2 hours, realizing we had more things in common than things that separated us.
And I was going to ask him, did you learn to play tennis in zone one?
Did not learn in zone one.
That's a good thing.
It did not happen in zone one. Okay. It happened in College Park.
Okay. All right. Okay.
That happened in College Park. Two more Morehouse brothers who helped, who was really part of this whole thing, man. I have to give them credit. Stacy Gibbons and Troy Gibbons. They were the first black folks that I met when we moved in College Park.
Okay.
At Lakeshore. And because we were less than 5% black folks. I said, man, you should come by the house. And say, okay. And I go by their house, man. They've got vision boards.
Yeah.
Which we call vision board now, but I never seen anything like this. Morehouse pennants on both sides. You know, I think it was Boston University for medical school on one. And I forget what the medical school was.
They were kids? Another.
They were 14 and 13.
Yeah. Which is extraordinary.
It's crazy.
But finish the part about Tiff with the tennis racket, because this is coming a close to this part.
So we ended up, you know, talking about tennis. Mm-hmm. And after we shook hands, you know, he said, how much money do you want to make? I said, Mr. Tiff, I said, you don't have to pay me any salary. I said, this is commission business. You pay me a commission. I make you money. I make money. I don't make you money. I won't make any money. Mm-hmm. So I gave him no reason not to hire me.
Yeah.
And so when I left out, the story goes, he told Susan, I'm going to do something I thought I'd never do. I'm going to hire that young man. Mm-hmm. And he brought me in the real estate business. And wow. The crazy thing is, Mr. Tiff's dad was the former Grand Dragon of the KKK in Tifton, Georgia.
Wow.
So here's this guy, the son of this the Grand Dragon who brought me into the real estate business. And we went from him just meeting me to he referred to me as his son. He's like a dad to me. He'll be 96, if I'm not mistaken, on January 8th. Mm-hmm. Just a good guy, man. So I'm forever grateful for him. I call him my Branch Rickey.
Yeah,
he was a guy that put me in the game. If it wasn't for him, I'm not sure how this thing would have really played out. But forever to Tiff, man. He's been that guy. Just a good guy, man. And it also goes to, from my perspective, about how God can change people's hearts. Don't, peg anybody for what you think they are till you get to know people.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
I mean, I think this is just a different perspective that I wish we would all take, not just looking for somebody on TV, knowing about TV, making decisions, but actually getting to know somebody and then making a decision on it. Like I always tell people all the time, if somebody meets me and say, well, Dallas is an a-hole, then you met me and found out I was an a-hole, then cool. But just don't say it and you hadn't even met me. Give me an opportunity. Give every person an opportunity to defend themselves for who they are.
When people are in business and they're successful, you know, they say everything they do is a part of the process. Everything was a learning experience. Are there some do-overs, a do-over or two, knowing who you are now, that you would go back and change, or go back and fix, or go back and do differently?
Not real estate wise at all. Maybe some relationships I wouldn't have gotten into, but that's a whole nother story. Let me tell you, I had a mentor, Roy Ludwig. He was part owner of a company called Barton and Ludwig, and that's how CBRE got to Atlanta. They bought his firm, he used to make this statement. There's no such thing as a free education. You're going to pay tuition one way or the other, either financially, time, mistakes. So all the time and mistakes and things that I have made have helped to form who I am today. And so I chalk it all up in terms of this is par for the course. I'm grateful. You know, the two biggest things I've learned over the years I'd say this. Embrace pain. Pain is a friend. Most people avoid pain, and therefore most people are not successful. Mm-hmm. Because let me put it to you this way. If you come in and get in commercial real estate, you're in straight commission, you have no salary, you're not getting paid on the 1st and 15th, you have no benefits, it's you. It's what you going to do, what you going to turn this thing into. And I've always, thanks to my mother, my biggest fan on the planet was Lena Smith. She passed this year in March. But she, at my elementary school, I went to E.C. Clement Elementary School off Holly Road, just two blocks behind where I live.
Just down the street?
Just down the street, yeah. And I was skinny, and even at 4 years, 5 or 6 years old, this nose was the exact same size. So some say I've grown into my nose. Other would say you still got some growing to do. But as a little kid, you know, kids can be, you know, cruel. And I remember coming home crying one day. I said, Mom, these kids say I got a big nose and I'm skinny. And my mom's in the kitchen at the house, just washing dishes, man. She paused for a minute. She looked at me and she said, "You have the nose of a king." But back to washing dishes. Mm-hmm. I remember running to the bathroom. We had this little bathroom in this house. And I remember looking in the mirror like, oh, man, that's a king's nose. The fact that she said it, it was fact. It was not up for debate. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, it was fact. And I remember going to school the next day, this guy named Redhead. He was a black guy, but he was glowing red hair and very light skin. Bully. Built like, you know, like a muscle dude, but just talking. He said, "Oh, here comes the Bing Po with the big nose." You know, and I was like, "But my mom had given me this armor, bro." Mm-hmm. I mean, the day before I was crying. Now I'm like, he said, "Man, we're gonna start calling," because my first name is Tanalo. He said, "We're gonna start calling you instead of Pinocchio. We're gonna call you Tinocchio. That's gonna be your new name, Tinocchio." So everybody started laughing.
Cruel kids.
And I was like, well, I guess that makes you Rudolph, huh? And people started laughing. Now, he's much bigger than me. Mm-hmm. But I realized a well-placed word can defeat anybody.
Yes.
And I hadn't looked back, man. But my mom told me I could do anything. I believed her. Mm-hmm. And that's what's really carried me, man. So one of the things that happened before my mother passed, I got appointed to the Board of Regents. Governor Kemp appointed me, and my mother was able to go along with my family, my wife and my daughter and my two sisters, my business partner and his mother. And my mother can be a very stoic person, but she actually had a tear in her eye as I was getting sworn in, and who knew she was going to pass just a couple of months later. But I'm grateful she saw the things that she spoke into my life, you know, come to be, man. And, you know, now I'm looking at these kids who I call kids, like Leonte, who when BOJ was imploding, I knew I was going to get back to my core business, which was brokerage, tenant representation. That's what we do. So T. Dallas Smith & Company, we're the largest tenant rep firm, black tenant rep firm in the country. And we started with absolutely nothing. And so I'm extremely grateful for that. And I'm more excited to see these guys come around, you know, who's changing their trajectory for their families, being able to take it, you know, care of them. It's an amazing thing. God knew that would happen. I didn't. Mm-hmm. And so I couldn't have been more pleased when you talk about any do-overs. I'm grateful that things are like they are and they continue to get better, man. I mean, this year, 2021, I'm looking forward to be even more exciting and do bigger things than we've done in 2020. We had the pleasure of representing Microsoft when they moved to Midtown. Took 523,000 square feet. It was the largest transaction in the United States with any firm at the time. And so to go from that to just starting with, you know, trying to do little things, you're going to grow as big as your vision. And if you got a little vision, that's where you're going to grow. And I had a professor in college, Dr. David J. Schwartz, mm-hmm. wrote the book, The Magic of Thinking Big. And he was another. Between my mother and Dr. Schwartz, I had no bigger fans on the planet. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really important to have people in your camp that can encourage you, help believe in your dreams, even when they're, you know, when you're scared of some dreams. Mm-hmm. But I think it's, you've got to have that posse that just says, hey, man, dude, go fight another day. Because right. a lot of times when you're sitting in the CEO suite, you can't have a lot of conversations with a lot of people.
Man.
You just can't, because the problems that you're dealing with half the time are first world problems. Yep. You know, I need $100,000. I need to take care of this. But you know, it's somebody getting paid on first and 15th. Like, man, what are you talking about? You know, so.
Great point, Dallas. And I just wanted to mention, that's one of the things that Dallas actually takes the time to add value to other people's lives. You know, we've had many conversations yeah. about how to get through tough and challenging situations professionally and personally. And I think that, you know, having a space where people can come ask these sort of questions is huge. Dallas, talk about how you allow people to reach out to you, like on LinkedIn, man. I mean, it's huge, because something
yeah,
you do
so
is.
So Herman Russell, mm-hmm. who didn't know me from Adam.
Yeah.
I called just a cold call. Called me back in 15 minutes. Did not know me from Adam. Mm-hmm. Here's a man worth easily, you know, $500 million at the time. He, you know, $200-300 million. I mean, yeah. He's an important guy, right?
Right.
But he called me back in 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So that taught me a very valuable lesson. I'm never too busy. I'll never have enough money that I can't stop and talk to somebody who's interested in commercial real estate. So I do a couple of things. Every other Friday, I meet with what we call mentorship calls. They're typically strangers from around the world who I've never met. They find me on LinkedIn. They reach out, want to talk. As soon as I get a message, I try to respond to them instantly and say, hey, sure, you know, connect with my assistant, Danielle Spann, who keeps my life in my calendar. Mm-hmm. And, you know, emails danielle@tdallasmith.com. Mm-hmm. They reach out to her. Dallas, I talked to him. I want to set up a mentorship call with him. And I typically do those every other Friday. They used to be every Friday, then it just got to be a little too much. But I'm doing them every other Friday. And I've been doing that now easily for 5 years. And I've talked to so many people that I've forgotten the number of people I've talked to. I run into people and say, hey, man, I just want to tell you thank you. I'm now working for XYZ. What you told me that day when we talked, I don't even remember talking to the person. But I've met some people who are now working at big shops. And again, that gives me a lot of joy, and just seeing, you know, brokers come in from nothing. Because, again, I started with nothing. Mr. Tiff's training was like this. Dallas, I want to lease these buildings. Here's your desk, here's a phone. You got any questions?
It's old school.
You know, young, you don't even know what to ask.
Lights on, phone bills paid, get to work.
You know, so you go figure it out, man. So that's what I tell people. I'm grateful that my mother and my dad taught me how to work hard. So the idea of getting the answer, of not having the answer, was not the answer. I knew maybe if I want to know something about broadcasting, call y'all, you know what I mean? It's not what I do, so I'm going to call the experts. And I thank God for common sense.
That's so true, especially in today's time. Goodbye 2020.
Yeah, man.
Hello to common sense in 2021. I'll put it that way. So, amen. You know, we do something kind of unique and different. Brandon and I, you know this segment, you know, Brandon, go ahead and kick that off. We just talk about things that is either over here or over there. You know, okay. It's just curious. I mean, people want to know.
Yeah.
People who watch us, who listen to us, Brandon, as you know, does his thing on the radio every day. He's been doing it. Atlanta homegrown. This or that.
This or that.
That's what we call it. This or that.
This
which gives a play. This or that. You can elaborate a little bit.
Okay.
But we'd like to just get right to it. First one for me, lease or own?
This or that.
Own. Unless it's an exotic car, you can lease cheaper than owning.
Loafers or a dress sneaker?
A I love dress sneakers, man. Kohan, brother.
Yeah.
I couldn't find them today because my car's at the shop and my sneakers are in the darn shop.
So. Yeah. He turned me on to those. I got to get it for that.
Kohan, man.
Dreams or goals?
Mm. Mm. Dreams or goals?
This or that?
Dreams first. Got to have dreams. As a man thinking, so is he. You got to believe it. Once you believe it, then you can start putting pen to paper and make it happen.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. Football or golf?
This or that?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
Yeah.
Love my Falcons, but
pray.
Yeah, pray. That's it. Pray. You know, yeah. That's, I didn't say I'm an alcoholic, right? Because of the Falcons. No, I'm sorry. I left that part out. But, you know, I've gotten the bug. You know, my wife bought lessons for me 3 years ago for Father's Day. And, you know, I kept going to lessons. She said, where are you going? I said, I'm going to practice golf. She said, well, if I know you're going to be doing this much, I wouldn't have gave you lessons. Shout out to my wife for giving me the lessons, you know. And but I've gotten the bug, man. I mean, like, it's great. It's one of the only ways I really relax these days, get on the golf course. You know, people who try to meet with me in the office, my schedule's crazy, but then call and say, Dallas, I got a tea time at Eastlake. Oh, yeah, I can get out and meet you. Right, we're good. Yeah. Danielle, clear that day.
In the morning, in the evening, in the afternoon, coffee or tea?
This or that?
Black.
Oh, no nothing
sugar.
In it.
Yeah. Black, no sugar.
Yep. It's the added sugar. That's yeah. what. That's the poison.
That,
that's
oh, just, man. Hey, look, I've learned the hard way.
Oh, dude. You.
Yeah, man.
Goodness.
Sugar will take you out quicker than anything else.
I've learned the hard way.
I'm sorry. This show might be sponsored by Dixie Sugar. I'm sorry.
It's not. But I tell you what, Dallas, really, we just really want to thank you for your time. And really, any last words you can give our folks watching and listening today, any last words that you can leave that's going to put something in their mind to think about the way that you received it?
Embrace pain.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to make you stronger. Mm-hmm. Avoid distractions. Play golf.
Right.
Play golf. But look, we really appreciate you being here with us today.
It's an honor, man.
You know, Talk to Cash is something that would just continue to make great things happen. Well, people like you, it couldn't happen. So thank you for your time today.
We really appreciate you. Appreciate being with y'all.
So great to meet you.
Same here.
And hope we can have you back.
Man, love to do that, man. And maybe next time you do it on the golf course.
Right.
Work that out.
Mine don't go to the right, so don't worry about that.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you so much, Dallas.
Hey, my pleasure.
We appreciate it. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This morning in the Atlanta airport, no one's missing a meal on Mac Wilburn's watch. With 11 restaurants to serve passengers, he's got dining for every destination. And it all started when Mac talked with First Horizon Bank about opening a franchise in the airport. Now it's open for business and cleared for takeoff. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Mac. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.